This is Space Kate at the Kennedy Space Center, and we've just been hearing lots and lots of really interesting stuff. I'm going to pass over to
Olivia Fuentes from Lockheed Martin, and I'm here talking about Orion and some of the capabilities and things that we're doing. And what I'm showing you here is the SOSC lab. It is a building in Denver that we're using to do rendezvous and docking. It is over a football field in length, and it has the spacecraft, the Orion, docking to an international space station. And what we are potentially trying to do now is get connectivity from the Houston lab so that I can use the cockpit operator station mock-up and dock this simulation in Denver from my Houston lab. So that is potentially now what we plan to be doing, and we're working on that connectivity. But Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company has done an incredible job investing over $70 million in providing all of these different capabilities to do risk reduction activities across Orion and other parts of the program, so that we can go ahead and mitigate some of those early on the program, so that later on we're able to successfully achieve our goals.
And can you very briefly just talk us through the what's it actually called? I keep getting this wrong.
This is the launch abort system. Yes, this is the launch abort system. But right now what you're seeing is the actual crew module. And the launch abort system was tested on May 6th out of White Sands, New Mexico. And it was testing the three different motors that are on there. The abort motor, which delivers 500,000 pounds of thrust to separate the crew module away from the pad in case of an emergency. It lasts for 3.5 seconds, and it produces about 16 Gs. And then after that, it delivers the astronauts about a mile up and a mile over. It traveled about 600 miles an hour at White Sands, and it landed the capsule safely at 25 miles an hour in the desert. So that was a very successful test. We did extensive amount of testing at the Exploration Development Laboratory in Houston, where we did all the verification testing, ran about 15,000 test scenarios, ensuring that we did everything correctly. And then on the day of launch, we were able to run the simulation simultaneously, and it ran exactly the way we projected it.
And when do you think the earliest is that the Orion capsule will actually end up in space?
Well, we are actually planning a flight test in 2013 that's actually going to launch the vehicle up into space and do a low Earth orbit. And then it's going to come back and land on the ground, and we're planning to utilize all of that data so that we can start planning towards Orion 2, which is going to be the next flight once we start introducing astronauts into our flight test.
So that first one will be unmanned?
Correct.
Great. Thanks ever so much.
You are so welcome.